Welcome to the Business Advisor Podcast, brought to you by the Business Advisor Academy. This podcast is dedicated to helping business professionals create, sell, and deliver high impact and high value business advisory services. Now, let me introduce you to your host today, Amanda C. Watts.
In today's podcast, I'm going to be sharing how I structure my hours, my days, my weeks, and my months. And I'm sharing it so that you too can optimize your time management to fit in with your goals and your dreams and running of your practice. You see, one of the biggest struggles I had, and one of the biggest struggles that I see so many of you have, is when you start or grow a business, it's finding the time and finding that somewhat elusive balance between work and life. It can be especially hard if you have other responsibilities outside of work and are a primary carer for children, parents, or other family and friends. It can really feel like a never-ending struggle to find time for yourself, time to breathe and recoup your energy. It can feel like you're always on and that you must be doing something wrong because you feel overwhelmed with your huge to-do list. I know because this is exactly how I used to be, especially when my children were young. You might not know about my past and how I came to run my own businesses, so I'm going to give you a little bit of a backstory as it's relevant to what we're covering today. Now, there's a saying that time is a great equalizer. It's the only thing you cannot get more of. It is finite. And finding time is hard when you're the only one responsible for everything and everyone, and all too often you wear all the hats and do all the things. I've been in the advisory game for 15 years and have shown up as a consultant and agency owner since my youngest child, Annabelle, was 4 years old. When my children were just 4 and 7, I decided that I needed to start my own business. I was a single mum and sadly had got myself into a bit of a pickle with a bad relationship, and I was stuck on housing benefit. I was really disappointed in getting myself into this position and knew that I had to get off benefits as fast as I could. Here's the thing. In my past corporate life, I was an event director. I was responsible for a small team and running exhibitions all around the world. In my job, I was a marketer, a salesperson, a manager, and also had to be an innovator as I had to go around the world and look at whether there were events available to buy that would be good for the business I was working with. But at 35 years old, when I was on housing benefit, I was living too far from London to go back into the corporate world, and I was far too responsible for my children as their full-time carer. So I made the decision to start my own business in the hope that I would be able to bring in the cash around the children going to school and have enough money to get me off benefits. There are a lot of things I can share about this journey. I could go into how I had to learn new things like social media and digital marketing, how I had to get outside of my comfort zone and start networking, how I set up a copywriting business and never moved past £25 an hour until I got a mentor that showed me how to do things in a better way. But that's not what I'm covering in today's podcast. Today is all about how, over the past 15 years, I've run my diary to enable me to grow to an agency that has 1.5 million in revenue, and I was a single mum, and still do the school run, all the way through to today where I have adult children and have a practice that gives me a life of freedom. So now you know the backstory, I'm going to share with you how I managed my time as I went from dream up, which is where I had the idea of running my own business, all the way through to the freedom practice I have today. The stages I've gone through are dream up, I had the idea of starting my own business. Startup, I took the idea to the world and got a couple of clients. Grow up, I dramatically grew my client base, my team, and my revenue to 1.5 million. To now, where I'm in scale up. I sorted out my business model, scaled my time without sacrificing my income, and created what I now call a freedom practice. So when I was in the dream up stage, I had no money, but I did have a lot of time. As I sat drinking my Diet Coke, as you may know, I am a bit of a Diet Coke addict. I sat drinking my Diet Coke and I sat in the sun in my back garden. I mapped out what I thought might be a good idea. I started to think that I could set myself up as a copywriter and write copy for newsletters, magazines, and businesses that wanted to have press releases. I didn't really have any direct experience in this, but I knew that I could write and that I could write fast. and I had my mother's help. She was great at proofreading, so I knew that if I could get the clients, she could help me hone my skills. So my dream was to get a few clients and work around the children. This dream up stage was about 6 months long. I started talking to people about my idea, and this is when people showed their true colours. Some people supported me, and some of my friends were upset that I was going to be busy and not be around for my mother's meetings and tea and cake natters. Sadly, most of the naysayers are no longer in my life, and I learned the lesson that not everyone will support you very early on. This dream up stage was all about conversations and researching. I looked at who was doing something similar to what I wanted to do, bought myself a computer, and put content into a Word document with all of my ideas. It was a really exciting stage. My life consisted of getting the children out of bed in the morning, making them breakfast, then working on my ideas, and then when they were at school, I would really knuckle down. I would then down tools again when they came home from school and started work the next day. The children also went to their dad's every other weekend, so I built a lot of foundations at the weekends. When my friends were out drinking and enjoying themselves, I was sat in my front room, scouring the internet and reading business books. Once I was sure that copywriting was going to be my thing, I moved into startup mode, and this mode was exhausting. Even when I had a corporate job with loads of pressure and a team, I didn't work as hard as when I was in startup mode. This is where I went from no revenue on housing benefit to 100k revenue in a year. This startup mode actually lasted about 5 years, and my income fluctuated from £25 an hour through to the latter years where I changed my business model from copywriting to actually being a social media trainer and then a marketing consultant. To get from no revenue to 100k was about sacrificing my time. I would take the children to school at 8:15 every morning, so I would wake up at 6 a.m. and start marketing at 6:30 till 7:30. I would write blogs and social media content while the world slept. I would then take the children to school and work through till pick up and then down tools again to play mum. I had a strict bedtime routine, so the kiddies were in bed by 7:30 p.m. every night, and this is when I went back to work, and I would work through to 2 a.m. some nights. At the weekend, the children would either be with me and I would spend my days with them, or they would be with their father and I would work. If you have ever heard of the term hustle used, this is what I did. Every moment of every day I was hustling. I gave up going out, I didn't see my friends very often, and when I did see them, I certainly didn't let my hair down and drink, as I had to be 100% switched on the next day to squeeze in some work. I squeezed in work every minute I could. If I had 5 minutes, I would do something. There was no sitting around and lollygagging. At the time, I didn't realise I was doing what most people didn't do when they started a business. I went all in and gave up everything apart from being a full-time mum. I managed to juggle that and being a startup. But friends, drinking and partying had to go. Not that partying was something I enjoyed that much anyway, as I'm a bit of an introvert. Actually, I'm a lot of an introvert. To this day, I think one of the reasons I was successful, and yes, making 100k a year is successful. The average wage here in the UK is just shy of 36 grand a year. One of the reasons why I was most successful is because I was at rock bottom to start with. Being on housing benefit meant that I knew what the worst life could look like, and I didn't want to have the worst life. So I did what most people wouldn't do. I didn't grant myself permission to have a break. I didn't say I deserved to go out because whilst I had no money and couldn't give the children the future they wanted, I didn't deserve to go out. I had to choose my heart. Did I want my heart to be working hard? Or did I want my hard to be no money hard? I chose to work hard. Anyway, when I was in startup mode, the first thing I did every day was marketing. The last thing I did every day was marketing. When the children were at school, I was face-to-face networking. My weekends were spent learning and marketing. No one was coming to save me, and I had to do the work myself. Once I'd got to the stage where I was no longer needing help from the government and making money for myself, I moved into the grow-up stage. I had clients, I did not have to get up at 6 a.m. anymore or work till 2 a.m. in the morning. There was a shift, so my day had to change. Most people I work with tend to be in this grow-up stage. Most people already have a few clients, so they're in the weeds doing the work and now find juggling time more difficult than when they were in the startup stage. In startup stage, you often have excitement and the thought of possibilities to fuel you. But after a few years in business and the grow-up stage, you can often find you're more exhausted and begging for breathing space. In the grow-up stage, you need to run your day differently. You might possibly have a team. You might be working with clients 5 days a week. And this is where you must introduce something I call time mapping. I learned time mapping from my first marketing coach, a guy called Rob Scott, super cool guy that I reached out to when I was shifting from startup to grow up. He taught me how to schedule my days so that I had time for everything. The first thing you have to do when you time map is work out everything that you do in a day. So the best way to do this is to spend 2 weeks jotting down what you're working on every 30 minutes. So at the end of the day, you'll have 24 or more half-hour segments and the work that you did in those segments time documented. Each 30 minutes might include client work, emails, marketing, talking to your friends, traveling, taking children to school, doing homework, watching Netflix, the whole lot. Write it down. Write down what you do all day, not just during your working hours, but also in the evenings. What we're doing when we do this, when we look at every half an hour and what we're working on, is we're looking for leaks of time and also what different actions we can group together. Now, I have a process called CDS for this, and my clients use it to see what they can cut, which is the C, delegate, the D, or systemize, the S, hence CDS. The process of cutting, delegating, and systemizing enables us to get a clear picture of what you really should be working on. At the grow-up stage, you need to move yourself into a position of marketer, salesperson, and probably advisor and coach, and try and remove yourself from everything else. Anyway, once you've worked out what you need to fit in a day, you need to schedule it. And the way I recommend scheduling everything is to pick focus days. So when you're time mapping, you actually time map by the day to start with. When I was in the grow up stage, my days looked like this. Monday, a day for marketing. Tuesday, client day. Wednesday, sales day. Thursday, client day. Friday, relationship building. So still marketing, but this could involve face-to-face meetings, networking, lunches, etc. On top of this, I schedule time in every day to do 3 things. 1, create a social media update. I did this at 8:45 in the morning as soon as I got back from the school run. As I got ready for my day before the school run, I would listen to podcasts and books and inspire myself and give me ideas to what I was going to talk about on social media or in my video at 8:45. At 9:30 a.m., I would reach out to 20 people a day on social media. I'd add them to my social media platforms and start a conversation with them. This would take me about 90 minutes. This meant that every day I was spending the first 2 hours of my day working on my business, not in my business. This is the biggest struggle that people have when they're trying to grow. They're stuck in the weeds, they can't grow the business. This is why you have to do the CDS process and get everything off your plate. In growth mode, I was still working hard, but I wasn't starting my day at 6 a.m. Instead, I was starting at 7 a.m, listening and consuming ideas as I was getting the children ready for school. And after I got the children from school in the afternoon, I would leave them to their own devices and I would go back to work until about 5:30 p.m. Then I'd make dinner and the children would potter around me and we talked and we hung out together. During the growth stage, I would still work weekends when the children were not around and I would work some evenings if I was inspired. My life had changed by this point and I was remarried, so I had a little more help in the evenings. So to recap, during the growth stage, I spent 2 hours a day doing marketing every single day. I didn't miss a day and it was Monday to Friday. Also, I would do marketing all day on Monday and all day on Friday. Wednesday was my sales calls and my client days were Thursdays and Tuesdays. I ran my diary like this for a few years and it worked wonders. I went from 100K a year to 100K months. Which moves me on to how I scaled my business, but not in a way that you might imagine. At this point in my business life, I was 10 years in, tired and had a business with a big team and a lot of responsibility. My children were growing up and I wanted more freedom in my life. So my scale-up journey is slightly different from many. And instead of focusing on scaling up revenue, I decided to scale my profits and scale my time. I had for 10 years built the foundations of my business. I was well known in the accounting profession at this point. I'd helped over 700 accountants get more clients, and a couple of firms I'd used my processes in had added over $1 million to their revenue in just over a year. My age was nearer 50 than I was 40, and I had bought the dream house and the dream car. So I shifted to run a freedom practice. I didn't want a huge monster business anymore. I wanted to get fun back in my life. I'd chosen to put business first for a long time, so I had to shake up my diary and change the way I worked. So now my days, weeks, and months are different. Now I'm in scale mode. I still do the CDS process every quarter to make sure there are not things I can get off my plate, but I also have chosen just to offer advisory and consulting and not have the big team I once had. I haven't grown my revenue, but instead, every day we focus on profits and time off. So this is what my team and days look like now. My team is me. I am the coach and chief marketer. People by people, so it's still my responsibility to show up and be the face of the business. Then we have Matthew, who is in charge of tech. We have a tech platform called UpLevel we sell to accountants and bookkeepers, which is an all-in-one sales and marketing platform. So, twice a week, he runs calls showing people how to use it and helps them. Matthew is a real tech whiz, and he builds our websites and sales funnels, plus helps our clients with their tech. Then we have Maria, and I can't put a label on what Maria is. She might be what you know of as an integrator. She heads up operations. She organizes the team. She makes sure there's a process for everything. She organizes me. She is what I would call an angel. And last but not least, we have Shola, who looks after the admin and schedules the marketing and supports clients too. The four of us run the business, and as I said, we're profit-focused, not revenue-focused. So with the four key team members, my diary looks like this. Monday, I hang with Maria. We talk strategy and we get stuff done. Also on a Monday, I meet with my accountability buddy, Richard, and we do numbers. So every Monday, he and I evaluate how many people have come to our webinars, how many sales calls we've had, and how many sales we have actually made. Then we discuss anything we're stuck on. This lasts for an hour and is highly valuable. I recommend you all get yourself an accountability buddy. Tuesdays and Thursdays are still client days. This has never changed, but rather than having one-on-one advisory clients, I run group coaching sessions. I only ever have one or two clients at any given time when it comes to working with people one-on-one. Wednesdays are webinar Wednesdays. On a Wednesday, I either run my own webinar to my audience or I run a webinar to someone else's audience. And on Fridays, I don't work. Well, I say I don't work, but in fact, in the morning, I might book a meeting or two to build relationships, and the afternoons are free to hang with the family. And Saturdays and Sundays, I don't work. But here is the thing. I still create content every day for social media platforms, and the first 2 hours of my day are mapping out my podcast episodes, going live online, and doing outreach to people on social media. I've also opened up my diary for sales calls, and these happen on client days when I'm not coaching. It's all mapped out as a time map on my online calendar. Now, there's two more things that I want to add. First of all, at 1 to 2pm every day, I've blocked out my diary for breathing and lunch. I'm an introvert and I need to recoup my energy for the afternoon so I can always bring my A game for clients. So I have an hour a day where I will not speak to anyone and just have time to think, or not, as the case may be. And the second thing that I want to share is that the first 4 week of every month, I do not have any client calls in the diary. This means that for 5 working days straight, I can work on the business, not in the business. Here, I can strategize and plan, meet with the team, or what I love to do is take time off. I can go away or hide in my house. I know clients know that I'm not as available, and for the other 3 to 4 weeks of the month, they know I'm showing up with my A game. I've also used this first week of every month to do things like write books, write articles, and just be the most creative I can be. This has been the most amazing thing I've ever done in my business. I miss my clients a lot during this week, but it makes serving them even more rewarding on the weeks I show up. So that's it. I really have unpacked a lot here, but if you're thinking of starting an advisory business and wondering how to schedule your time and what got me to have the financial and time freedom I have, well, this is it. In DreamUp, I was excited and I was in research mode. In Startup, I had to take massive action. In this stage, you have to do what others won't do so you can have what others won't have. I don't think that people understand how important it is to be focused. I think a big mistake people make is that when they're in startup or grow up, they want to run their business like a scale up, meaning that they have that work-life balance before they've put in the work. But this just means they can't get past startup mode and they struggle to make money. Then in grow up, you're focused on marketing and sales still, but also building a team and growing revenue. And for scale up, it was different for me. It was about doing less and getting my life back without affecting my income. So instead of getting ready to sell my business for retirement, I created freedom in my life now. And that is why running an advisory practice is so rewarding and exciting. Unlike a traditional business, life does get easier. You can turn your dream into freedom. I've done it. I've had many clients who have done it, and you can do it too. Thank you for joining me in today's podcast, and I look forward to catching up with you again soon. Have a great day or night, wherever you are.
Thank you for listening to the Business Advisor podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to follow or subscribe, share this podcast, and leave a rating and review. To discover more about how you can confidently build an advisory offer into your practice that your clients and prospects won't say no to, we invite you to join Amanda on her next webinar, How to Launch and Scale Your Advisory Offering. Join her by visiting businessadvisoracademy.com/webinar. See you soon.